There has been a massive outbreak of COVID-19 at the San Quentin Federal Prison in Northern California. The outbreak there has reached all parts of the prison, including death row, where many of the men are older prisoners with underlying health conditions. KBOO's Janka Soderberg spoke with James Scott, who is imprisoned on death row in San Quentin. Scott says the outbreak was spread through the prison not by a group of prisoners who had been transported from Chino Prison, which was widely reported, but instead by the guards themselves.
You have a prepaid call from
James Scott,
an inmate at the California State Prison, San Quentin, California.
So just tell us, how did the COVID-19 get into San Quentin?
I don't know how it got into San Quentin, but I know how it got into East Block. It got into East Block by a few selfish gulag employees running up and down a chair coughing. And if they think I'm lying, just check the records. They feel like this. They got this place under surveillance now. They got cameras. They see them running around with a mask. The individuals found out that they was infecting their own by infecting us.
So the guards consciously knew that they had COVID-19 and still came to work.
Some of them knew. And now individuals that I know, lives are in jeopardy. But yet they took it upon their own self to send us to death and kill us. Is that a violation of what they call that? It's official capacity, individual capacity. This could not be official capacity because I know that the warden did not sanction this. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then last Tuesday, one of the ones that was running around here texting people had came back after 13 days, 14 days, and admitted that she still had it. It's an untold amount of individuals in here who are sick, coughing. They can't isolate them because there's just too many cases. People are not telling the truth. They just can't blame it on the Chino. It goes beyond Chino now. That individual selfish employees in their quest to give us a quick death sentence not only affected us, but affected their co-workers. That's how bright they are.
Yeah, because
I'm starting to sweat.
What I heard about the infection in San Quentin was that there were 200 prisoners that got transferred from Chino where there was an outbreak, and that those prisoners brought the COVID, but you're saying it was guards and it was separate from that.
Look. They brought the COVID, true enough, to a different block. They knew that they were coming. Unfortunately, certain officers got infected. Some officers knew they had it, and those that know they got it, they didn't come up here. But those that knew they had it, they came up in here with the intention of doing what is happening right now. It's over probably 100, maybe 200 individual COVID cases right now on my side. And a lot of these are older men. They got diabetes. They have high blood pressure. They got, all kind of different ailments. Men been dropping left and right around here. I'm just fortunate enough I have not got it.
Any idea how many people have died?
I really can't tell you. I don't know the number, but I know as it stands right now, it's 5 tiers, and it's 27 in the front, 27 in the back. That's 54 times that, and probably maybe it's an untold number, and they're in between each cells.
How are they isolating people that have it or trying to keep?
They can't. You stay in the cell. The only thing that's taking place right now is you're doing a oxygen check. Stick your little finger in this little thing, and it measures how much oxygen you're taking in. And if you got like 96, you got between 95 and 100, you're good. The threshold on the street is 95 under. You need oxygen, but in here is 92. They'll give you oxygen. By that time, you're laying on the floor, either dead or almost dead, and they're taking you to the outside hospital to incubate you. That's the medical treatment.
As somebody who's inside right now, how do you think that California can turn this around at this point? it going to be massive releases of people and then isolating at home? How can they actually make this right?
I don't know. I can't, Jacob, for me to be lost for words, you know, that's unheard of. I don't know, because, see, this is what you have, that mass infection on the street, you have it in here now. And see, all I can see right now, unfortunately for us, is that they, I hate to say it, you know, the sentence of death is not good. You get no medical treatment. You get no leeway. You get no nothing. It doesn't matter if you have not been engaged in any kind of altercations or have never had a 115 or whatever. Right now, all they see is a person with a death sentence. And the only, like I said, the only measure for us is the cell. And it's only two ways you're going to get. Either you're going to recover or you're going to die. That's it. Now, as far as the youngsters out there that's on the main lines, they need to release them if they're definitely ill. At least have that much compassion and let them be surrounded by some people that love them instead of stuck in these boxes with no ventilation and, you know, this stuff just floating all over. Oh, man, I got a headache. And it's not from COVID. It's sad. It's just absolute sad. That's all I can say.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
And the way they do it now to soften it up, you know, they put the person's case on, but they're not saying that the individual's been locked up 36 years or 40 years or what have you, had no outside action for that long or any problems in here, but yet they sentenced to death with COVID. I hope I survive. That's all I can say.
You can't get visitors. You can't have anybody, even like human contact. You guys are stuck in your cells.
If I didn't read all those books that I've read over the years, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'd probably be cooking for Cocoa Puffs. That's the only thing keeping me, is that I have developed a mindset to not let what's really taking place bother me. I've been doing my Qing Gong, all that stuff, just to keep myself from even really wrapping my mind around it and thanking Yahweh, the Great One, you know, the Heavenly Mother, whatever source it is, that I have not contracted it. It's not by luck. It's not by luck. So I'm looking at individuals that I know have this stuff taken. They're here today and gone tomorrow. So full of life. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And all society can think about all the death row prisoners don't have no compassion for them and none of that. But if you've been locked up 30-something years, we've been here since we was 21, 22, 20. 57, 58, 59. Come on. We had nothing to do with what took place in the world.
And no power to do anything about it. I mean, you're stuck in there. You're like fish in a fish tank. There's nowhere to go.
Exactly what it is. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head when you said that. I mean, exactly what this is. This, like I said, this recycled air. They could bust some windows out just to have some air flow through here.
Are they doing anything like that? I mean, is the warden taking any steps for increased air circulation, for keeping people separated?
No. Only way we separated with that, you know, it's been no program, no yard and so on, but this air is still recycled. But the front of the cell is opened up. You know, like I said, it's too many young men and men in here who have tested positive, who have went through, I mean, a lot of them went through the trial and error for the last 3 weeks on the brink of death. Just recently snapped out of it. I was talking to one of my little partners, and he, you know, one minute he's there, and the next minute he's gone. So 3 days later, he says, man, what's she talking to me? I said, that was 3 days ago. He just not getting over it. And I ain't talking about just black. When I say brothers, I'm talking about all colors. I'm talking about nationality, universal. You know, just, you know, some didn't get it, some didn't. Some, I don't know what it is. I think it might be because of the booster shots that we took, those vaccinations that took back in the 60s that probably helping the 60 babies out. But it is in here, and it's the angel of death trying to collect. Not out, only out there, but in here too. That's why I can't watch the news. I can't listen to the news. I'm listening to a Christian rock station called K-Love now. That is my peace. That is the only thing I can have. I don't wish this on nobody. I don't wish this on no enemies. I don't wish this on guards. I don't wish this on nobody. Not even the commander-in-chief.
If people are listening on the outside, is there something they can do, like call the warden or the California Department of Corrections to demand action to...
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Jenka, I can say this to you. The warden had nothing to really do with this. It was out of his hands. I'm not backing CDC or nothing like this, but the way this stuff is right now is the fact that it's out of control. CDC didn't... I'm talking about the doctors out there. They didn't even know what it was. They still don't know what it was, what it is, or how to cure it, or so forth and so on. This right here is devastating. This right here is a population. It's almost like a population control virus. That's how I'm looking at it. That's how I'm looking at it. And there's nothing really anyone can do except social distancing, wearing your mask, got a mask, and so on and so forth. But far as us in here, we don't have the cleaning products. They give us a little piece of soap that's not going to disinfect the germs in your socks.
Do you have masks?
Yeah, we got. They provide us with two little masks, little cloth masks. All you can do is just work out. Like I say, work out, read, and keep your mind straight. But far as what's going on out there, the people are helpless out there. They're helpless in here. It's the same exact thing, but on a microcosmic level. On a microcosmic. The only thing I can say is you got people locked up. The reason why you haven't heard from me, because they wouldn't let mail go out. But individuals need to write to those that are incarcerated. You know somebody that's incarcerated. Show them some love. I know it's difficult to write, but a hello, I'll go on jpay.com, whatever it is, and write a letter, an email letter or something. Just to brighten someone's day, lift them up. That's all really anyone can do, because we don't know what we're dealing with. Society don't know what they're dealing with. The doctors don't know what they're dealing with. Their remedy is incubator and so on and so forth. I think I'm blessed by grace of Yahweh, that you remember, Jake, when they took me out of here and I had to go to the outside hospital and put Cipro. I think that's saving me right now. In fact, that's in my blood. That's the only thing. But you want to show some support, even if it's only mental. Write a letter. You don't have to be 50 pages. Just hello. Think about it. Love you. How can I help you? Ask those that are in crisis, how can I help you? That's all I can say. This place, you know, anything is subject to change. They go on absolute lockdown. Surprise, yesterday it was like 6 alarms up in here. It's only been 1 today. That's a good sign.
Four.
People dying.
Oh, my gosh. James Scott talking from Death Row in San Quentin.